Clint McCormick and Brian Reamer call this the madhouse. They have 10 adopted sons and 3 foster daughters they're raising together in Farmington Hills. They started taking in children in 1998, and McCormick says they only recently decided to stop at 13 kids.
Brian and I are getting to the point now, it's like we're thinking about retirement, and, you know, it's like, I don't want to be changing diapers at 70, you know, so it's like, no, this is it. Mm-hmm. This will be it.
Other than having more than a dozen kids with 2 adoptive dads, they say they're a pretty normal family. McCormick and Reamer jointly adopted 6 of their children in New Jersey, which allows same-sex couples to do that, but the rest were adopted in states, including Michigan, that do not allow same-sex couples to adopt children together. That means McCormick is not the legal parent of all the couple's kids.
God forbid if something happened to Brian, what happens to the 4 children? I'm not their legal parent, you know. No one's coming to my house and taking those children away. I'll be in Canada too quick before that happened, you know. No one's going to keep my children away from me over my dead body.
A couple years ago, one of their oldest sons, Keegan, discovered that McCormick is not on his birth certificate. He says he had a tough time coping with the idea that only one of his dads was legally his dad.
I was kind of upset at first, like more mad, and then I got to the upset phase, like, how come they're not allowed to do this? I don't know, I felt like he should be on it because they're both, obviously, they've been my parents my whole life, so it feels fitting that they should be both on it.
Keegan's experience was one of the reasons McCormick and Reamer decided to get married last month. Once they're legally married, they can start the process of jointly adopting the rest of their children, including their foster daughters. They say they don't want them to have to go through what Keegan did. When they found out a federal court judge had struck down Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage, they were hesitant to run out to their county clerk's office. They knew there was a good chance the ruling could be put on hold by an appeals court, putting their marriage status in limbo. And that's exactly what happened just hours after they made their vows. Governor Rick Snyder says the 300-some same-sex marriages performed on that Saturday were done legally, but he says the state cannot recognize them while the case is being appealed.
We won't recognize the benefits of that marriage until there's a removal of the stay or there's an upholding of the judge's opinion by the Court of Appeals or a higher court.
But ACLU attorney Jay Kaplan says Snyder is talking out of both sides of his mouth by saying the marriages are legal, but that the state can't recognize them.
Governor Snyder's hands were not tied, as he has repeatedly stated. All through this process, he has had a choice, just like governors in California, Nevada, Oregon, and Virginia, who recognized marriage as a matter of fundamental freedoms, economic security, and family values.
Kaplan says the ACLU will do everything it can to expedite its lawsuit to force the state to recognize the marriages. Until then, the McCormick-Reamers and hundreds of other Michigan couples will have to wait and see if the state will view them as legal families. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Detroit.